Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, partly cloudy, some lingering flurries, high near 20 degrees. In Kenosha, 12 to above, it's 10 degrees in Burlington, Milwaukee 13, also 13 degrees in Racine. Some light snow still falling around southeast Wisconsin. It's been falling for the last several hours. Some of the roads and some of the sidewalks might be a little bit slick today, so do drive with care. Also walk, you might have some of that ice still underneath some of that snow, so be careful as you're traversing the sidewalks as well. Well, some of the more local reactions to Governor Walker's State of the State address last night include Senator Bob Wirch. He represents parts of both Kenosha and Racine counties. He was critical of the governor for touting jobs and education, the Democrat labeling those among the governor's biggest failures.
You know, I find it really interesting that Governor Walker built his speech tonight around jobs and education, and those are two of the biggest failures of his administration. The people of Wisconsin know that, and no amount of spin will change that. We still lag our neighbors and the rest of the country in job creation.
Senator Van Wongard, who represents the other portions of Racine and Kenosha counties, he liked the governor's emphasis on education initiatives, including helping with the cost of college.
I think what caught my attention in this speech was that we're looking at, as an example, in the fall, 25 school districts are going to be part of an academic career pilot, I believe is what the governor said. And I think that is what's huge. If we can get those kids between 6th grade and 12th grade to understand what their future could look like and get them thinking about it, I think this is huge.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the state's come a long way in the last 5 years under GOP leadership, and it's only going to get better from here. On the Assembly side, Racine Democrat Corey Mason, he said the governor is giving student loan borrowers false hope with that proposal of his instead of allowing refinancing like is done in Minnesota. State Government Accountability Board says the name of the late April Weatherston will not appear on the April ballot as a candidate for trustee in the Village of Caledonia. 58-year-old Weatherston, the wife of former trustee and current state representative Tom Weatherston, died this past Sunday from a rare type of blood cancer. She was diagnosed just a few days after having filed the paperwork to run for the number 4 trustee position, currently held by Ed Willing. Now, the GAB's Reed Magny says Weatherston's name can be removed since the ballots have not yet been printed. Meanwhile, after being off for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday, the Government Accountability Board has now received and has started to review the paperwork from the Racine Education and the Educational Assistance Association. They are challenging 2 school board candidates being allowed onto the spring ballot. The district will have a chance to respond, followed by the unions, to what the district says. A Libertarian announcing a run for Congress in the 1st District, Jason Lebeck of Janesville, declaring his candidacy at a Sturtevant restaurant where the Southeast Wisconsin Libertarian Party was holding its monthly meeting. Lebeck says the polls indicate that citizens are not happy with the job that Congress is doing, so the time is right to get some new voices elected. Tom Breaux of Janesville also running against House Speaker Paul Ryan on the Democratic side. Kenosha County's employee grievance procedure being called into question by one of its unions after the appeal of a suspension meted out to a member of the corrections staff got rejected by the Finance and Personnel Committee. At last night's county board meeting, the staff representatives for AFSCME Local 990, Dennis Hughes, urged supervisors to reverse the decision of the committee and to establish a grievance procedure that's fair to employees and follow state law. The chair of the panel is Supervisor Terry Rose. He said the process was done fairly and defended the county's grievance policy, which had been amended just a few years ago. At one point, though, during Rose's comments, County Board Chairman Ed Kubicki had to step in.
Supervisor Rose has the floor. I don't need any back talk from the gallery. Excuse me. I'm in control of this meeting. Let's make that very clear right now.
Hughes, during his remarks, said that if the full board does not reverse the decision of the committee, the union will take action to force compliance with state statute. Racine police investigating the death of a far southwest side resident, a death listed as a homicide. Late yesterday afternoon, officers sent to the 3200 block of Indiana Street south of Durand to check on the welfare of an individual but found a person deceased. Now, the news release from the department does not indicate any signs of how the person may have died or the sex of the person, but the major crimes unit was activated. It was a 42-year-old individual. No name has been released as well. Anybody with information to help the investigation urged to contact Racine Police. And in Kenosha, police have listed the name of the woman whose body was found last weekend in an alley, but they still don't know how she died. 1300 block of 31st Street. It's on Saturday where the body of 34-year-old Rihanna Gatone was found. She's a Kenosha County resident. An autopsy was conducted, but investigators are waiting on the results of toxicology tests, trying to determine how she died. Kenosha's Police and Fire Commission narrows down the search for the city's next police chief to three finalists. Deputy Chief Daniel Miskinis, the only remaining internal candidate. Andrew Zinke, the retired undersheriff of the McHenry County, Illinois Sheriff's Department. And Beloit Police Department Interim Chief David Zabolski. He's a retired Milwaukee Police Department captain. Commission is seeking to replace Chief John Morrissey. He'll be retiring in April. A former training division chief for the Kenosha Fire Department, Carson Wilkinson Jr., has been chosen by the Summers Fire Commission to become the new chief for both the village and the town. Wilkinson, lately of Plymouth, Wisconsin, would replace Tom Smith, who resigned as chief last May. The village board expected to vote on the unanimous commission choice in the coming weeks. The Racine Common Council meeting included some discussion last night about placement of a bus shelter at 5201 Washington Avenue, which is Racine Shopping Center. Partly in Mount Pleasant, partly in the city, it's by the new Chick-fil-A restaurant. And the question of whether jurisdictional issues needed to be addressed. Alderman Henry Perez wondering if some additional language or another agreement was needed because the shelter site is not in the city.
So my concern, though, that even though it's private property, since that property is not within the city, and we're using part of Mount Pleasant in order to put a bus shelter in that private property, since they have to be licensed through Mount Pleasant, I'm just wondering if we're missing a step here.
City Attorney Scott Lenny explained the license to use real estate agreement, that's solely with the private property owner.
It's the city's bus system still, and the bus stops on private property, so that's why it's a relationship between the city and Racine Shopping Center. If they're interested in some kind of an agreement with Mount Pleasant, Racine Shopping Center LLC is free to do that, but this is the relationship between the city through the bus system and this private property owner.
Council approved the agreement as well as the Transit and Parking Commission recommendations to renew the management contract for the Bell Urban System this year with First Transit and a contract with Wisconsin Coach Lines for extended bus service to and from both Kenosha and Milwaukee. Wilmot Mountain in Kenosha County, a very popular ski area in the western part of the county, purchased by Vail Resorts Incorporated of Colorado, announcing plans to also transform both the on-mountain and base area experience at Wilmot. No terms of the deal have been disclosed. Wilmot Mountain opened up in 1938. And when it comes to water quality, Racine Mayor John Dickert will talk to about anybody about its importance. Now, sometimes you've also got to spend a couple of extra bucks to make sure that quality is maintained. On WRJN's Community Conversations, the mayor noted the problem in Flint, Michigan, where the past decisions to change the water system intake have created a huge financial problem for that community. The mayor said that being a service-based provider, that means you got to take great care of how that gets done short and long term.
You have to be careful when you're providing the basis of life, which is water. So we have to really make sure that we do things the right way. And some people may say, well, you know, I don't want to spend 10 more bucks on my bill. So I understand that, but we're still trying to provide you great quality water and allow you to have that water every single day of your life without hesitation, but it costs money. And so a mayor has got to make that decision every day.
Mayor Dickert speaking from Washington. He's participating in a three-day conference on water, food, and energy. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast in podcast form. Just go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400, WRJN News.